ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 18. And the Bible says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God." Father, I love You and I thank You for this night. Lord, I thank You for the testimonies that's been spoke around the room. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, just as these batteries are alive and well, I pray somebody to allow the Holy Ghost to sweep through them tonight, Father. The Holy Spirit, it's not slack tonight, Father, and I understand that when the Spirit comes to our life, it'll never point at Himself, but it'll always point to Jesus. And Lord, tonight, I pray, Father, that as we study a portion of Your Word tonight, I pray that You just move in a mighty way. Lord, I thank You for all the prayer requests tonight. I pray tonight, Father, for the ones that are hurting, the ones that are sick. Lord, I lift them up to You tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, just come to my mind, Brother Lee Markham tonight, Father. I pray for him next Tuesday as he goes. Lord, I pray for my brother-in-law next Tuesday as he goes. Lord, I pray right now for each and every one in this building, Miss Ann Merchant. Father, I lift her up to You. Lord, the ones that are hurting and sick, Lord, I pray You touch them in a mighty way. I pray tonight for Brother Larry Scott, Lord God. I just pray that You touch him in a mighty way and his family. Lord, I love You and I thank You. I thank You tonight that our confidence does not lie in man, but it lies in You tonight. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, that You bless this congregation. Watch over us tonight. Be with this study. We ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious, sweet name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, as we come in 1 John chapter number 3, we're going to look at the confidence that is in God. The confidence that is in God tonight. And as we look at our text tonight, if our heart condemns us. And tonight, you know what? Your heart, it can condemn you tonight. It'll make you think that you're worthless, you're no good, and there's no reason to be born again. But tonight, I got good news tonight. The Bible says, if our heart condemns us, greater is God. And tonight, God is greater. So our confidence is in God and what gets us through tough times in our life. It's that confidence that we have in God tonight. And tonight, how do we, I want to think about this tonight. I want to go through the Bible. How do we have confidence in God and not live under condemnation? You ever done something in your life and you think, I can never get over it, I can never get through it tonight? You know what, tonight, you and I may not never get through it, but tonight, through the confidence that we have in God tonight, we will get through it. Amen? He says tonight, if you'll look with me, if you will, in verse number 19, I want to start tonight, number one, by saying this. I'm going to give you 4 points tonight, how you can have confidence in God no matter what you're going through. He's going to see you through it tonight. I didn't understand when, brother, as we was talking, I didn't understand 19 years ago how He had put me where He put me, allowed me to go through the things that He allowed me to go through, and then He allows me to pastor a church. If you asked me 19 years ago, would He allow me to stand here and preach the gospel, I'd say no. But it ain't by my grace, Brother Jerry Gabby, it's by His grace. Amen? And He says tonight in verse number 19, He says, "And hereby we know that we are of the truth." Number one tonight, you can have confidence in God by, number one, by having faith in God. By having faith in God and what God can do in your life. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 12 tonight. And we're talking about having confidence in God tonight. You know, we don't put a confidence in a lot of things, but there's one thing that you can put confidence in tonight, and that is God. You can put confidence in what God's going to do in your life. You know tonight that He brings problems to our life so we can have our confidence in Him tonight. He says by having faith in God tonight, we can have that confidence in Him. Look what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 12. The Bible says, and I love this tonight, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him." He said tonight that we have confidence in God by having that faith in Him because we have that boldness and that access by God tonight. You know what that faith does tonight in our life? When you have faith in God tonight and not in what you can see, not in your circumstances, not in what you got going on in your life. If you look at what you got going on in your life very long, you'll be disappointed. You'll give up and you'll get out. But you know what faith does tonight? Here's what faith says. Faith says, "I can't, but God can." Amen? Faith says, "God never gives up on me tonight." That's what faith does. It puts that faith in God tonight. It says we have boldness and we can have access tonight by having faith in God and that confidence in God tonight. Faith says this also tonight, that God will see me through it no matter what goes on in my life tonight. Tonight in Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse number 26, you can write this down. By having faith in God tonight, we have confidence in Him. And I want you to know tonight, there's a lot of times in my life, there's a lot of times in your life, we put confidence in men, we put confidence in things, and they let us down. And then when we come to God, we put that same confidence in God, and all we're waiting on is for God to let us down. I got good news tonight. God will never let you down. Amen? That's not His nature. That's not the business that He's in tonight. He will not let you down. Proverbs chapter number 3 and verse number 26, by having faith in God, the Bible says, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence tonight. The Lord shall be thy confidence, and He shall keep thy foot from being taken tonight." That faith that we have tonight and that confidence that we have. When John come here, he said, and he started out, "My little children," he said, "I want you to have confidence in God." Tonight, when somebody gets born again and they're a new Christian and they just come to know Jesus Christ, I want you to know tonight, if there's one thing we can tell them tonight, Brother Tony, is have confidence in God. When you can't see the future and you can't see what's going on, you have confidence in God. My daughter today, she went to school, and when she left, she was a little nervous and upset. And after she left and started coming back, she called me. And she said, "Daddy, I got it all figured out." I didn't say nothing. I just let her talk. She said, "I got it all figured out what I need to do. I talked to the guidance counselor, and she's got me set up." You know what tonight? You know why she's got confidence? Not because she figured it out, but somebody that was her guide showed her what she needed to do. I got good news tonight. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, He's our God. He's our guide tonight. And when He gets in your life and He shows you, hey, He's got it all figured out, you can say, "I don't know what's going to happen, but I got confidence in God, and He's going to work it all out." Amen. He says tonight, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken." So we see tonight in verse number 19, "And hereby we know," and we know this tonight, "that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him." So number one tonight, I understand this. I can have confidence in God by having faith in God. By having faith in God. You know what faith is? Saying, "I don't know how it's going to work, but I believe He'll work it out." There's prayer requests all over this room. There's things that come to our life, and you can say, "I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know why this come my way, but all I know is God is working it for my good. He's not working it for my bad. He's working it for my good." You know, valleys come in your life, and they come in my life, and when they come tonight, I want you to know there's a lot of times He lets us go through them valleys, and we have to go through them valleys that it will build our confidence in Him. But number two tonight, number one, I see it by having faith in God in verse number 19, but I see in verse number 20, by having faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want you to know, if you're going to have confidence in God, number one, you've got to know that faith that you've got in God is going to hold. But number two, you've got to know that the blood of Jesus Christ is going to hold you too. Amen? Look at this tonight. Look in verse 20. "For if our heart condemns us," has your heart ever condemned you? I guarantee you it has. "I can't believe I'd do that. I can't believe." That heart won't let you get over it. That heart will mess you up if you're not careful. Look what he says. "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart." He said you can have confidence tonight when your old heart, your mind, your conscience, it starts reminding you of things you've done in your past, and that old heart starts bringing stuff up. He can say tonight that God is greater than our heart, and He knoweth all things. And that's what I want to stop at tonight. God is greater, and He knoweth all things. So I got to have confidence tonight that He knows all things that I'm going through and what I'm going to go through by having faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Turn with me, if you will, to Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 19 tonight. And we're talking about having faith in God, but also having faith in the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. That blood is enough for your life tonight to see you through. Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 19, having confidence in God tonight. I thank God tonight that the confidence I have tonight is not in man, but it's in God tonight. Look what he says in Hebrews chapter number 10 and verse number 19. The Bible says, "Having therefore," tonight if you're born again, I want you to get this. Tonight if you're born again, you already have this. You already have this confidence. You already have this faith. He's giving you a measure of faith. He's giving you faith tonight. And if you're born again tonight, you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. So tonight, he says here, when he comes here in Hebrews 10, 19, he says, "Having therefore," I've already got it. I've already got it in my life. It's just up to me to use it. When the old devil throws things my way, when things come my way, and I don't understand it tonight, I say, I don't have to understand it. My confidence is in God tonight. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness," in both two scriptures, scriptures we looked at tonight, he said, have boldness. What is that boldness tonight? To walk around cocky and bold everywhere we go? No. He's talking about entering into where God is. When you enter in there tonight, enter in with boldness tonight through the blood of Jesus Christ, having faith that God's going to answer. You know, tonight you don't have to go to no high priest tonight. You don't have to go to the Holy of Holies. Tonight Jesus Christ is your high priest tonight. He is the blood. He is the, whoa, glory to God. He is the sacrifice tonight. Amen. He is the sacrifice. When somebody asks me to pray, or they ask you to pray, or they ask me, I don't have to wait. I don't have to call a brother up to go with me. You know what I got to do? All I got to do is bow my, and with boldness say, Lord God, I can't, but I got, woohoo, I got confidence that you can. Amen. I'll never forget when we was in the hospital and she was having baby Ryder. I want you to know I was at a place and I needed to pray, but I didn't want to pray. Amen. But I want you to know when I bowed my head before God, I didn't go to him but one way, and that's with boldness, knowing that the blood of Jesus Christ had been applied to my life. And when I went in begging, it wasn't me begging, but it was Jesus Christ begging on my behalf. Amen. Look at this tonight. He says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. There's not a person in this room has the authority to pray to God except through the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know who's that blind that blows, but that's the Bible tonight. I have not access. You have not access. We cannot pray without the blood of Jesus Christ. We have to pray through Jesus to enter into where the Father is. That's why when we finish our prayer, we say, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We pray in the name of the Father. We pray in the name of the Son. And we pray in the Holy Ghost. And we say, Lord God, in Jesus' name, I pray this. Why? Because that blood. We put that blood where it needs to be. Let me give you this tonight. We're talking about entering into the holiest by the blood, that confidence tonight. Have you ever said a prayer and you know that you just tore it, slap up? Do y'all understand that word, slap up? You didn't know what to pray, but you knew it was a mess. You bowed your head and you prayed and you said, that was awful. I mean, that was a total mess. I mean, it was awful. And everybody around you knew that was a total mess. But then tomorrow it got answered. So what answered it? Did your mess that you know? The blood of Jesus Christ. You see, the problem we have, and man, we're going to be, but the problem we have is we don't pray. The problem we have, when you say, well, when you feel like it's hitting the ceiling, ain't going nowhere, that's usually when it's went all the way to heaven. When you think you've done it, man, it really went through and whoa, glory, and it was a good one, it probably didn't go nowhere. You know what I'm talking about. But when you think that you've messed up, because that's humbling you, that's putting you in a state that it ain't about you no more, you feel you're useless and worthless. But the blood of Jesus Christ, when he sees me in that state, you know what he does? He escorts that in, and what I mess up, what I leave out, what I said that don't really need to be there, he don't let that get to God. He filters that out. You say, how did that work? I don't know how all that works, but I know it works. When I pray selfishly, he filters that out. When I pray arrogantly, he filters that out. When I pray humbly, he filters that out. He filters what goes to God. That's my filter tonight, and that is Jesus Christ. That is the blood tonight. And he takes my groanings, he takes my words, and he takes it straight to the throne room, right to where God is. And God answers that prayer. Tonight, I want you to know this. He says this tonight. We do it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Tonight, one, we have faith in God. Number two, it's by the blood of Jesus Christ that we have that faith. Let me give you this. Here's what the blood does. The blood is confident. We have confidence tonight because the blood is enough. The blood is enough. Take the blood out of your body, you're dead. Your physical body. You take blood out, you're dead. You start losing blood, you're dead. You got to have, Brother Brett, is that not the truth? Doctor sitting back there. You got to have blood. You have everything in the world. You have a pumping machine. That's why they beg for people to give blood. Why? Because it's a necessity. Tonight in our spiritual life, I want you to know the songs we sing are great. Hey, the chandeliers are great. The music is great. The pulpit is great. All these things is great. But the greatest thing that is at Union Chapel Baptist Church is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen? It's that blood tonight. Brother Lee, what you're going through, it's the blood of Jesus Christ that's going to see. Whoa, glory. It's going to see you through. It's the blood tonight. It's the blood tonight. He says, we have confidence that the blood is enough. But also we have confidence that the blood is eternal. That the blood is eternal. It'll take us from here over yonder. You say, preacher, I got to live right. I got to do right. No, no, no. Listen to me. It's the blood that's going to get you from here to there. It's the blood that's going to take you from this life to the glory life. I see there's confidence that the blood is enough. I see there's confidence that the blood is eternal. And I understand that the confidence that the blood is evidence we can enter everything when the blood shows up. Everything that enters shows up in the blood. He's not here, and I was going to ask for his permission, but I'll go ahead and just take it anyway. Amen. We was in Sunday school Sunday morning, and Brother Rodney Cagle, he's been going to get his A1C checked to make sure that he's okay to drive that truck. And he told this in Sunday school class, and it's so good. He said, and when I went to get my A1C check class, it was high. It was too high. And he said, you know how they knew it was too high? Because they drew blood. Them little Debbie cakes that I'd been hiding from Sister April. You hide what you want from me. You hide what you want from your spouse. You hide what you want to from your doctor. But you listen to me tonight. When they pull that blood, and they pull that blood, there's confidence tonight, and it'll show up in that blood. I got good news tonight. When I leave this life and I go to the eternal world, it won't be by my words, it won't be by my righteousness, but it'll be about the blood of Jesus Christ that flows through my veins. Amen? It'll be about the blood that takes me to the other side. And Brother Rodney said, I got caught. I don't want you to get caught when you die without the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. He said, preacher, you act like every time you get up, it's just urgency. It is. Man, there's people dying. There's people dying every day. There's people going home every day. Or there's people going to hell every single day. And man, we got to be ready to make sure we do what God has called us to do and be there right when it's time to go. I say tonight, not only that by having faith in God, not only by having faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh my, the blood of Jesus Christ. I shot a deer last year, and me and Brother Rodney was together. When I shot it, blood went everywhere. I mean, blood everywhere. Couldn't find it. And every time we get close, he'd get up and run off. And we had to go around another man's land. I don't know who this is for, but I'm fixing to tell it. I love Brother Rodney. He gives me so much life application when I preach. Ask Kaylee, you hang around me long enough. Ask Kyler. You hang around. We get life application. Everything I see, I just want to see it through spiritual eyes. Because you can understand it that way when you may not understand it this way. He said, preacher, get in my truck. I said, no, we'll go in my truck. He said, no, we'll go in my truck. I said, well, gas, $4 a gallon, we'll go in your truck. And we went around Detroit, and we got over there, and we went through a gate, and me, him, and Brother Travis Hathcock. And we went through that gate, and when he got back in, something slid out underneath the seat. I didn't pay. I'm just looking, you know, I wasn't being nosy. I just looked over. And he said, I got something down here if you want some of it. I knew what it was because I have an eye for these things. He said, but you can't tell April. And I said, what is it, Brother Rod? And he pulled out a box of jumbo oatmeal cream pies. And I said, brother, you ain't got them hid under your seat. He said, I sure do. Folks, what he tried to hide showed up. So simple. Just a Debbie cake. Ain't supposed, something so simple that we think so innocent and so no big deal. But can I say to you tonight, it shows up in the blood. Tonight I see, number one, that we have confidence by the faith in God. We have confidence in the blood of Jesus Christ. But we have confidence by fearing God. I'm not terrified of God, but I have a godly fear about Him. Y'all, does that make any sense? When my daddy was alive, he was my role model. He was my instructor. He was the one that, there was no time out when he was around. Mama gave you time out. Daddy, there was no time out. When he got done with you, you had to have some time out. Y'all get what I'm talking about? You needed a corner. Baby, you know. Brought her home one time. We were supposed to. I ain't going there. Anyway, by having fear toward God. Turn with me, if you will, to Proverbs. But in the text, it's verse 20, he says, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater, and He knoweth all things. And He knows if we fear Him tonight with a godly fear. Proverbs chapter number 14 and verse number 26. Proverbs 14, verse number 26. Proverbs chapter number 14 and verse number 26. I ask you to turn there. He says tonight that not only do we have faith in God, and faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, but we have fear toward God. Proverbs chapter number 14 and verse number 26, I ask you to turn there. Proverbs 14:26, the Bible says, in the fear of the Lord In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. You're strong when you fear Him. Said the little girls was going to go out on the town one night, and when it got late, they was going to go home. And all the little girls told that little girl that was a Christian, said, come on, go with us, ain't going to hurt nothing. She said, nah, I'm going to go home. I said, why, are you scared of what your daddy's going to do to you? And she said, nah, I'm scared of how I'd probably hurt my daddy if I went. That's the fear I'm talking about. Not what he'll do to you, but how you'll hurt him. It says, the fear of the Lord is, in verse 26, the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a foundation of life to depart from the snares of death. That fear is that foundation tonight. If you're closing up so the kids can come in, the last point's this. Not only by having faith in God and faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and having fear toward God, but by fixing my mind on God. When you're saved, He saves your soul, spirit, heart. He saves it. That mind's still a battlefield. Still a battlefield. You ain't seen somebody in 20 years. You see them and they owed you a quarter from being in the lunch line at school. You don't forget it. The mind's a battlefield, folks. It's a battlefield. And tonight he says this in verse 21. Beloved, if you're saved tonight, you're beloved. You're beloved. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence. There it is. Toward God. Tonight, if you can walk around, no matter what you've done in your past, no matter if the accuser comes up, somebody comes up and tries to remind you of your past, and you can stand there broad-shouldered and say, yeah, but it's under the blood now. I got faith God's done forgave me. It's under the blood. I fear Him. I ain't going back. And my mind, I got my mind set. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I got my mind set on God. Tonight, to walk this Christian life, you're saved, but to walk it, you got to get a different mindset. It's one thing to be born again, but it's something totally different to walk the Christian life. You do it by the blood of faith in God. You do it by the blood of Jesus Christ. You do it by fear. But you do it tonight by a different mindset. Your mind can't be the same. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That mind's got to be changed. Let me show you this in the text tonight. If you'll turn with me to Isaiah 26 and verse number 3 tonight. Isaiah 26 and verse number 3. There's got to be a mind change. Tonight, Isaiah 26 and verse number 3, I have confidence in God. Man, I have confidence tonight because of my faith in Him, the blood of Jesus Christ that saved my soul. I have confidence in God tonight because I fear Him and I don't want to let Him down. And I have confidence tonight that God can fix my mind. Let me give you this tonight. Isaiah 26, verse number 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Tonight, if you want perfect peace, you're going to have confidence in God. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. That perfect peace tonight, that to have confidence in God in what God can do. I tell a lot of stories and I can't help it. I got to tell it. Talking about fearing. There was a time me and Brandy was dating. It's been years ago. Been married 22 years. Is that right? 22 wonderful years. Yeah, okay. It's been good on my part, Brother Harold. If she says or not, it's been good on my heart. But there was a time I was done turned 16 year old, and I done got a little, you know how you are when you're 16. Daddy ain't going to tell me what to do, you know? So we cut firewood for on the side, and that's how I made my money. He paid me $5 a load to split it, cut it, put it in the truck. He hauled it, and he made the rest of the money. I got $5. Well, I wanted an advancement, $25. He gave me a $25 advancement one week. Well, the next week it rolled around, and he said, we're going to work tomorrow. And I said, okay. I said, I ain't working. I done got my money. I ain't working. So I went by and got Brandy, picked her up, loaded her up, come to the house. When I pulled up, she was in the front seat. When I got out, he said, what is she doing in front of her? I done told you about my daddy. In front of her, he said, well, what are you doing with her? I said, well, we going out on a date. He said, not tonight. We got wood to cut. I said, no, not tonight. We going out. Anyway, back and forth there, we just going to settle it like men settle it. You know what I'm saying? You get to that point where you can handle your daddy. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We've all been there in our life that we thought we was bigger than daddy. I said the same thing in our spiritual life. We think we get bigger than our Father, our Heavenly Father. You listen to me tonight. When you get to that and you don't fear Him and you say, I can go on and do what you tell me not to do, there's consequences. He loves you and He brings consequences. Next thing I know, I'm laying on my back, jigged up, squalling my eyes out in front of my girlfriend that I'll marry one day, begging for my mama to get my daddy off of me. When he finally lets up, is that the truth, Brandy? Mm-hmm. When he finally lets up, I get up and I'm filthy from top of my head, the bottom of my toe. He's clean as a pin. And I think he's going to let me go. And he said, get that truck loaded. Get that truck loaded, what I told you we was going to do. We could have done it the easy way, but you wanted the hard way. We loaded that and we took that firewood to the man. He bought five loads. You know how long it takes to do five loads? Long time by yourself. He's sitting that 79 Chevy with the floorboard out of it. He'd spit his backer right through the floorboard. There's my pretty little girlfriend all cleaned up. I'm talking about to the tea, smelled good, sitting there in the middle. And my daddy's got a conversation going on with her and I'm out working. All evening long. I get in the truck. I am mad. He ain't mad a bit. He's loving it and living it up. Folks, tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is this. I have confidence in God that if I do what he's called me to do, he is a rewarder. But he also rewards tonight when I don't do what he tells me to do. And tonight, that's that godly fear tonight. And I don't know who I'm talking about tonight. That's, you just need to have confidence in what God's told you to do. You've been saying, I might back up. I think I won't. Don't you back up. If he's told you to do it, he'll see you through it. You keep marching. You keep doing. You know what I thought my daddy would do? I'm going to tell you, I thought Brother Lee Markham, there'd come a time before he died that he'd apologize for whooping me like he did. Can I say to you, he never did? Can I say to you tonight, God will never apologize to you for chastening you. He'll never apologize to you for scolding you. He'll never apologize to you for correcting you. Because whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Tonight, if he's not giving you a little scolding every once in a while, chasing you a little bit every once in a while, make sure he's your father. Because tonight, a father wants their children to have confidence in what they've called them to do. Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Thank you that my confidence don't rely on me or nothing that I do. All my confidence lies in you. It lies in the faith that I have in you, the blood of Jesus Christ, the fear and the reverence that I give to you tonight. And Lord God, tonight that you have set a new mindset in my mind tonight. Lord, I pray you bless these folks. I pray they take this word out this week and they live it in their life and they just have confidence in you. When the world throws something that don't look right, when things come their way they don't understand, just have confidence that you're going to see them through it. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen.